Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, the Purpose Guy. I'm back, season three, but it's been a lot that's happened since I last talked to you guys. Listen, I think it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that said, my life got flipped upside down. That's what happened to me. Fast forward, listen, I took a job at LSU after getting a phone call from Coach Kelly saying, hey, what can we do to get you down to Baton Rouge? And so we had a conversation, and next thing you know, my family all moved down. I'm now the assistant AD for player development and engagement for LSU football. So this is my second season here, which is why it took so long for the podcast to get back, because I had to be intentional about making sure that my guys understood the importance of is not how you start, it's how you finish that counts. Have I said that in season two? I think I did. I think I said it in season one as well, because that's it. It's not how you start, it's how you finish that counts. So I'm excited. To get going with the episodes. I'm excited to get going with the show. But more than anything, I'm excited to interview the world's most successful failures. Failures who understand the importance of failure to get the success that they achieve. So, man, it's about to be a time, y'all. And as you can tell by my smile, you know, we took the podcast from just being to where now you get to see me. You get to see me, you get to see the guests, you get to really just experience and talk about what it is that they do in their lab to be successful. So listen, let's just get on with it. So without further ado, here's season three, episode one. See y'all on the other side. Welcome back. I'm excited because this is the third season of the Purpose Lab. And I hope you remember what the Purpose Lab is all about. I'm on a mission to interview the world's most successful failures. People who understand the significance of failure and how failure was an opportunity to learn, to grow in order to go to the level that they deserve to be at. And so I'm your host, Dr. D.F. Arnold, and I'm just excited to be back. So this season is gonna be interesting because we're gonna once again have some phenomenal guests, but more than anything, I want you to understand that the guests that we have on here, they aren't all going to be superstars, but they'll be superstars in their industry. They'll be people who, once again, understand failure, but people who will be transparent to talk about the different things that they've had to go through and they made it through. So I think about, this first episode, and I was thinking about, what do I want to talk about? And I want to really just paint the foundation, because I believe the foundation of success, as we look at failure and turning failure into success, I think the foundation is really what words, what thoughts do you have about the success that you want to experience? So let's tackle words first. You know, one of the first things I told my son when he was young, and he's 19 years old now. But I remember the first thing I told my son, I remember we talked about and spoke about the word can't, and how can't stops your mind from even trying to experience the success that it seeks. So you can say whatever, but as soon as you say that word, I can't, your mind doesn't even have to think about the possibilities of making it happen. So I remember when I used to discuss it with my son, and I used to tell him, nope, we're never going to use that word. And I told him, here's why. I said, because as you grow up, son, you're going to see people who are doing some phenomenal things. And the only reason why they're able to do those phenomenal things, because they didn't allow can't to stop them. They didn't allow what other people thought about what was possible to stop them. So we got the word can't, and then we have thoughts. So words are powerful. Whatever you're speaking, you can bring into existence. And your thoughts. I want you to think about, once again, as we talk about success and failure. Everything on this planet was once a thought. This table, this microphone, this phone, it was a thought. And then the person who made it come in fruition had to take their thoughts and say, you know what? Regardless of what people may say, regardless of what people may think, I have this passion to make this happen. And so they thought about it first, and then they took the action steps to make it happen. So once again, bringing it back to What success do you want to have? Because you will only have the success based on what you're willing to take the action steps in order to make it happen. And that's what life is. That's why I thought that this podcast would be so important, because I've had the opportunity through my story where I got kicked out of two different high schools. I graduated from alternative school. I say that to nausea because I want people to always understand that it's not how you start, it's how you finish that counts. But I think about all the phenomenal things that I've been able to do up until this point. And not only that I've been able to do, but the people that I've been able to connect with, because I've been able to watch them do some phenomenal things. But every one of them that I've connected with, you know, I like to talk, which is why I have the podcast. But every one of them, I would ask them the question of, how did it happen? And the theme that would always take place with those people that I would speak to was this. They would always say that they had to be disciplined, that they had to become disciplined. But what they said the most of was they just thought it was possible, regardless of what people said about it. When do you take what people say and say, you know what? That's their journey. That doesn't have to be my journey. When do you say, you know what? Even though they couldn't do it, even though they allowed can't to be in their vocabulary, I refuse to allow that word to be part of my vocabulary. And then you start understanding how powerful words are. And here's the unfortunate part when we're talking about words, because I want to cover words and thoughts being a foundation. It's unfortunate that people, when we're young, we believe that we can do whatever. But then what happens is we get around people who couldn't get it done or who were afraid to get it done. And we allow their journey to become our journey. We allow their fear to become our fear. Because a baby, when it's born, it only has two fears: fear of falling and a fear of a loud noise. Everything else was passed down to that baby by those adults who told them what they could and couldn't do. And so when we allow that to become our story, that's what prevents us from speaking the words, from having the thoughts and taking the action to make it happen. That's why this podcast is so important. When I talk about interviewing the world's most successful failures, people who failed their way to success, people who understand that it's not how you start, it's how you finish that counts. So here's what we have to understand as well. There's going to be things that happen to you. There will be. There'll be things that happen to you. But now I've conditioned myself by being around those people who made it happen to understand that those are lessons. That those are lessons. I've talked to people who understand that it never was happening to them, it was happening for them, because they learned the lesson from the situation that they were going through. As hard as it is, and I know some of you may be listening to this and say, well, that can't be, but it is. It is. I study successful people. I'm around successful people, not just to be around them, but to be a sponge, to be able to get what they have, to get the information, to be able to articulate it to the people who I care about. Many of you listening to this podcast, I care about you, because I know if I can do it, you can do it. I know if they can do it, we can do it. See, I haven't experienced all the success that I know I'm going to have, because I know it's a lot more that I'm going to do. Because my words go out before me, and then I do what it is that I need to do and think the way I need to think in order to make it happen. Because like those successful people that I've hung around, I understand that it's not happening to me, it's happening for me. What you mean? You got kicked out of this high school? You got kicked out of that? It wasn't happening to me. It was happening for me. I'm around now some of the most athletic athletes in the world, whether it's my NFL athletes or my athletes that I work with here at LSU. And I think about the conversations that we have. And I think about when I ask them, go with me on this. I asked them, remember when you were 6 years old? I said, when you were 6 years old, can you imagine being where you are now? What if your future self said to that six-year-old, hey, one day you're going to be doing this. Hey, keep doing the right thing. Keep being disciplined. And one day you'll have an opportunity to be doing this. What would that six-year-old say? That six-year-old would be excited. It would be excited because that future self came back and said, hey, this is what you, oh my God, you mean I'm going to have the chance to? Yeah, you will. If you don't allow yourself to say you can't do it. That's how powerful it is when we believe what's possible. That's how powerful it is when we understand that it's never happening to you, it's happening for you. And the different lessons, the different experiences that you're going through is designed for you to learn a lesson in order to get you to that next level. That's what this is all about. I can't wait to ask questions, get questions from you so we can cover different topics when I'm doing this solo by myself, because we'll have times during the week or that we'll give different and I'm stuttering a little bit because we're trying to come together and get the format of how it's going to look. But one thing I can tell you is we're going to be constant. We're going to be consistent. And it's funny because I was listening to someone and they said, you know, with a podcast, with anything, just get started. Because once you get started, you can always make it better. See, a lot of you, you won't do that thing that you know you're destined to do because you're scared, because you're fearful. I could have been fearful. I could have kept waiting. But no, I knew I had information that I wanted to give to the world. And so it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to continue to get better. And that's the last thing I want to talk to you about. We talked about words, we talked about thoughts, but when we talk about fear, because remember, that's what the podcast is about, I want to encourage you to break past the fear to get to the position that you know you deserve to be in. Don't allow fear to paralyze you. Don't allow fear to stop you from doing a thing that the world needs. See, all of us have different experiences that happened for us, not to us, but all of us have these different experiences that because you made it through that situation, somebody else may be struggling with it and they can't find anyone. So they think that they're going through it alone, but they're not going through it alone because you have something that they need to hear how you made it through and they can make it through. See, I believe we all are students. And as we're students, we learn a lesson and then we're able to teach that lesson that we learn. Because remember, life is a lesson. So we're able to teach and tell somebody about the lesson that we've learned from. And then once we're talking about and teaching that lesson because we're being transparent, it helps that person. Then we go through something else and we become the student again, to learn another lesson of what's going to happen for us, not to us. So then we get to the position where we learn from it and we're able to teach another person. See, unless we're on our deathbed, we still have an opportunity. We still have an opportunity to help someone. We still have an opportunity to take the action steps from the thoughts that we have, from the words that we speak, in order to get to the level that we deserve to be at. So I'm excited. As you can tell, I'm excited. And I kind of contain myself a little bit, but I'm excited. And I'm excited about the guests that will be on the show. I'm excited about the conversations that we'll have in this third season. But I'm mostly excited that I'll be able to learn and teach and then learn and teach to grow. So as I grow and iron sharpens iron, we're going to sharpen each other. But once again, with that fear, I want to encourage you to do that thing that you've been scared of, to write that book, to take that jump, to take that leap, to do the thing that you've been wanting to do, but you've been scared to do. Because on the other side of that fear is your purpose. You know, I'm the purpose guy. So on the other side of that fear is that thing that you know you should have did a long time ago, But there's no better time than now to start. I think it was Les Brown who said, you don't have to be great in order to get started, but you do have to start in order to be great. So once again, I'm excited, and I'm waiting to meet all of you here on the Purpose Lab so we can have a dialogue about how you failed your way to the success that you knew you were destined to have. So once again, this is Dr. D.F. Arnold, and I'm the host of the Purpose Lab. See you on the next episode. Peace.